I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The European Union may be playing hot potato with refugees by returning them to Greece as an entry nation. And Greece isn't happy about it. That's led to a rise in anti-immigration sentiment. AMG International's Tasos Ioannidis says
it makes it more challenging to explain to people, to see it as an opportunity, that these are people that God is bringing to us. It is more difficult to raise support and to get the resources that we need to help the refugees. And it is a shame because there is such great opportunity. We've been ministering to refugees in Greece now for the last couple of years, and there is such willingness to listen. They respond very well when they are tangibly shown the love of Christ, and they are asking, why are you doing this? And it opens the way to share with them that Christ loves them.
So let's ask God for softened hearts and for opportunities to share the hope of Christ. And remember the other day when we told you about National Deaf Awareness Month? Rob Myers of Door International shares a story of a deaf man named Amit.
As he was signing with his family, the pastor took note of that signing and ended up coming over after the service and talking to the family. And the pastor's question to the parents, which the parents passed on to Amit, was, why are you using monkey language with your son? Amit really was turned off to any involvement in the Christian church because of that comment.
Unfortunately, most deaf people have a story like Amit's, but on the International Week of the Deaf, you can help change that reality. Find out how at missionnews.org.
When we begin to teach them sign language scripture, they begin to see, wow, God knows all languages, and I have direct access to Him.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, we're going to activate world-changing prayer for the lost. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.